Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Lunar Lover, the podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and this is the second last moon synopsis of 2019 and the very last full moon synopsis of 2019. Yeah, this week we're welcoming the Gemini full moon. And I tell you what, a Gemini full moon in the middle of silly season is a blessing and a curse, but mostly a blessing. No, it's mostly a blessing. Speaking of blessings and curses, we've actually got quite a few significant moons coming up right in the middle of the silly season. So we've got this Gemini full moon on Wednesday, then we have the Capricorn new moon and solar eclipse on Boxing Day, followed by the Cancer full moon and lunar eclipse on the 10th and 11th, depending on where you are, of January. But we'll chat more about those moons in details as we get closer to them. But if you recall last eclipse season, the energy was heightened. It always is around eclipses, which can be a great thing. And again, a not so great thing, depending on how you want to look at it and how you handle it. But for now, let's just keep our focus on the Gemini full moon. Gemini full moon will take place on the 12th of December at 4:12 p.m. in Sydney, 5:12 a.m. in London, and 12:12 a.m. in New York. Now, this is the last full moon of the year. I did mention that before, but also the last full moon of this decade. Yeah? Pretty huge, right? So you want to ask yourself, what am I willing to take with me into the new year, into the new decade, and what can I release and let go of under this full moon? It's a wonderful opportunity to do your reflection work for 2019. It's the perfect time to release and let go of the things that you don't want to take with you into 2020. Now, if you've been doing this work regularly on the full moon, perhaps you're a Lunar Lover member and do it with me every month, then there shouldn't be too much to clean out. If you haven't, no stress. Now is your chance. Lighten the load as we roll into a new decade. I like to think of it like moving house, which I did at the beginning of this year. As you pack your stuff into boxes and into the back of the removalist truck, what are you going to be excited to open on the other end? You want to be opening those boxes and getting really excited to unpack things into your new home, or in this case, 2020. You don't want to be thinking, oh fuck, where am I going to hide this ugly vase? You feel me? So as we start to release under this full moon the things that aren't serving us, the things that we don't want to be unpacking from boxes in 2020, there's a few Gemini qualities that we can start to apply to this packing and unpacking. So this is a Gemini full moon, and I am just the gal to walk you through Gemini energy. As I've mentioned here before, I am a Gemini sun, I am a Gemini rising, plus I have Venus, Chiron, and my North Node all in Gemini. So that's five placements. And yes, it is just as exhausting as it sounds, having so many placements in Gemini. But it's also so very rewarding when I can channel the energy to my advantage. So that's what I'm going to teach you today. One of Gemini's greatest abilities is to embody polarities and balance them with a grace that confuses many. This is best explained by the Gemini symbol of the twins, which, to be honest, often fools people. It's often thought as split personality or a good and evil twin, which I would rather call light and shade. But really, the true beauty of Gemini is the embodiment of the polar opposites that are actually in all of us. But the thing with Geminis is that they can so easily access those polar opposites. They're innately within them. So I'm talking about things like light and shadow, yin and yang, masculine and feminine, the sun and the moon, contraction and expansion, the ability to be active and passive in unison. And well, I mean, the list just goes on, hot and cold. Nice and mean. No. Happy and grumpy. Embracing opposites is what makes everything in the universe a whole. It's how the pieces fit together. So whether you're ready for it or not, silly season will throw a bunch of polarities at you. So I want to show you how to embody and embrace them rather than reject them. Polarities are part of the natural order of things. They're not a concept. They're a universal definite that have existed always and forever. The polarities together form a completeness. Night and day, sun and rain, yin and yang, inhale, exhale. Could you ever fully experience happiness had you not felt sadness? The sympathetic and the parasympathetic make up our nervous system. We need both for survival. Together, they are a completeness. So knowing this, it's also easy to observe that often within our own existence, we tend to swing to one side of the polarity. We're more introvert than extrovert, more left brain than right brain. And of course, all of this is natural and completely normal. But when we start to look at the reoccurring patterns in our lives or why certain intentions aren't manifesting, it's really helpful to get curious about what it is that's missing from a situation or relationship to make it complete. So there's this universal law called the law of polarities, which basically means that nothing is one-sided. A whole is made up of two opposites that in turn complement each other into a sense of completion. This is the Gemini energy. Everything that appears to have an opposite is in fact only two extremes of the very same thing. But for the purpose of this full moon, let's have a look at how not having balance of polarities results in the idea of missing pieces, gaps, voids. Often we have this constant struggle between our head and our heart. That's a really obvious polarity. And it's this notion that only one gets to win the battle. I think this, but I feel this. My intellectual brain says this, but my feeling heart feels that. But what if they made decisions together? What if you could both feel into a situation and intellectualize it? What then? Same goes for love. The polarity of love is not hate or fear. It's the polarities within love. Love is the completeness. The polarities within it, how much are you giving? And how much are you allowing yourself to receive? Are you looking at things from all sides? Same goes for money. Same goes for presents and presents. So presents, P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S, and presents, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. This silly season, okay? So are you giving and receiving this silly season in unison? Can you embrace both sides of that polarity in order to form a completeness? Now, personally, I'm going to go against the grain in December. And while everyone is running around like a headless Christmas turkey, I'm going to be slowing things right down. It's the kind of polarity I need to invite in during a silly season in order to survive it. Now, this full moon may heighten these polarities for you. So instead of battling over one or another, embrace all sides. That is the true nature of Gemini. Also remember, full moons heighten emotions. So does silly season. So watch out for that, would you? And remember, everyone is experiencing the same moon. Okay, so everyone's emotions are going to be heightened. everyone's going to be a little bit tipsy on champagne. So just keep that in mind under this full moon. Now, Gemini is the sign of communication and expression, and the full moon is all about reflection. So use this time wisely and have a compassionate conversation with yourself about what's needed to be able to express yourself fully. Communicate and express yourself as needed with loved ones. Take the time to consciously sit down and reflect, either through journaling, talking it out with a best friend, or perhaps you're a voice note kind of person. It doesn't matter what it is, but using the reflection that we have around a full moon, but really channeling the qualities of Gemini, which are communication and expression, and in particular, expression with the hands, which is so funny. I only learnt that a few months ago, which makes so much sense because I'm such a gesticulator. Is that even a word? I like to gesticulate with my hands. I'm very expressive, and it's actually a Gemini trait. So that's quite interesting. Perhaps you've seen that in yourself or your fellow Gemini friends. The mantra for Gemini is I think. And trust me, I think a lot. Gemini craves information, logic, and reason. We're curious AF. Our minds tend to be active and stimulated, and it's this kind of energy you're likely to experience this week. So consciously embrace the polarity of it. Slow down. Meditate. Chill out and rest. And look, guys, 2020 is going to be huge. Honestly, and it kicks off with this solar eclipse I mentioned on Boxing Day. So take the time now to rest before the energy really amps up. If you're keen to hear more about the energy of 2020, I'm holding a free webinar on Monday night, December 9. So this podcast episode comes out on the morning of December 9. So if you're listening and you haven't registered, you can do so via the link in the show notes. If you've missed the webinar, don't sweat. I'm also releasing a new program that launches today called Make It Happen in 2020. And it's basically your kick up the butt to manifest epic things in 2020. If you've read my book, Make It Happen, you'll be familiar with the manifestation equation. Well, this course builds on that by highlighting the four foundational pillars of manifestation, which I've never mentioned before. It's not in the book. It's not in the new book. I will be talking about it on the webinar, but we're really going to explore it in depth in this program. Over 4 weeks, I'll be delivering you interviews with a bunch of highly experienced experts, and they're going to give you practical, relatable, and actionable advice that will have you manifesting in all areas of your life. And trust me, guys, I asked the questions. I got as specific answers as I could out of them, because I really wanted you to get the most value that you could out of this course. And I knew that I wasn't going to be the one to be able to give you all of the practical, actionable steps, because I wanted them to come straight from the source. So again, if you're listening to this on Monday morning, please register for the free live webinar. I'll give you a rundown of next year, the importance on reflecting of this year. I'll walk you through those four foundational pillars of manifestation, and then I'll tell you in detail all about this new program. Plus, if you join live, I will have a very fun offer that's only available to people live on the call. If you can't join live, just register anyway and you'll receive a recording. It's that easy. Links to both register for the webinar and sign up for Make It Happen 2020 are in the show notes of this episode. Now, lastly, before I go, I get this question a lot with my moon synopsis episodes. Who will this moon affect? So the short answer is everyone. but if your sun, moon, or ascendant is in Gemini, then you'll be familiar with the energy and likely feel quite wonderful under this moon. If you're a sun, moon, or ascendant air sign, so Gemini, Libra, or Aquarius, you'll also probably find this moon quite advantageous, again, because you're quite familiar with the qualities of air. But everyone is likely to benefit if you're able to heed my advice and embrace the polarities. Everything offered up to us by the energy of the moon is golden. Yeah, so sometimes the path is just a little rockier. But the best thing you can get out of this moon is the opportunity to reflect on the year, like I mentioned earlier. release what's not needed, and remember not to pack anything into boxes that you're not excited to unpack in 2020. Until next moon, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.